I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, being laid to rest in his Georgia hometown following a state funeral in Washington.
Jimmy Carter died at 100, outliving an old rival turned friend who had already written a eulogy for him. So Stephen Ford read the one his dad Gerald wrote for the man whom he faced in the 1976 presidential race.
For the many wonderful years that followed, friendship bonded us as no two presidents since John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Former UN Ambassador Andrew Young said Carter never ceased to inspire him.
By the little deeds of love and mercy that he shared with us every day of his life.
Something else surprised Young.
How you could get to be president from Plains, Georgia.
I'm Sagar Megan.
And I'm Ben Thomas.